Greetings. I'm your host for today's program, Raul Alvarez, Executive Director for CAN. In this podcast, we will preview opportunities and resources to help you stay connected and stay engaged in the Austin area. This podcast outlines a few engagement opportunities in our community from Tuesday, May 4th to Monday, May 10th. To access all event information in this podcast, visit our website, canatx.org, and click on podcast. We begin this week's podcast with a few quick mentions on the business side of things. Blue Genie has launched a May market to create an additional opportunity for local artisans to reach new customers. Like the Blue Genie Holiday Bazaar, this will be a free, family-friendly experience showcasing the work of 100-plus regional artists and artisans under one roof, just in time for Mother's Day and Father's Day. The market is open during the month of May on Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays only. This week is Small Business Week in Austin. We will end this week's podcast with a more thorough look at the business opportunities that are afforded this week as part of Small Business Week. So stick with us to learn more. The Multi-Ethnic Chamber Alliance, also known as MECA, is hosting an informational session about Project Connect on May 11th at noon to highlight the kinds of business opportunities that may arise from this multi-billion dollar project. Since it is the beginning of the month, there are a few engagement opportunities that occur each month that we'll highlight here. To keep with the business theme, the Austin Black Chamber of Commerce hosts its first Tuesday conversation on Tuesday, May 4th at noon. The topic for discussion this month is marketing matters, a chance to assess if you are keeping up with the ever-changing marketing industry. This Tuesday is the first Tuesday of the month, which means that the legal line of the Austin Lawyer Referral Service will be available on March 4th, on May 4th, that is, from 5:30 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. Call the free legal advice hotline at 512-472-8303. Legal line is staffed by attorney volunteers who answer legal questions and give brief legal advice. Calls are completely confidential and anonymous. One last recurring meeting we'll note is that the Austin Justice Coalition will hold its general body meeting this week on Tuesday at 6:30 p.m. And now, a couple of interesting events and deadlines to note. A reminder that the City of Austin summer camps this year will be handled through a lottery system. To be in the lottery pool for those summer camp opportunities, you will need to register by May 16th. Also from the City of Austin, we'll share that the Austin Resource Recovery Department is having the next installment of its Fix It at Home series. There will be a virtual session on the fundamentals of bike repair on May 10th at 6:30 p.m. Another recommended event is the Ann Richards School Foundation's annual Reach for the Stars event. While this is the annual fundraising event for the foundation, this year you can tune into the program for free online. You'll be able to learn about the great impact of and great offerings at the Ann Richards School directly from the students themselves. The scholars from the Ann Richards School will also share interviews that they conducted with PBS White House correspondent Yamiche Alcindor, with Dr. Jewel Mullen, Associate Dean of Health Equity at the Dell Medical School, and with Reshma Saujani, CEO of Girls Who Code. And finally, it wouldn't be right if we didn't mention that Cinco de Mayo is this week on Wednesday. Cinco de Mayo commemorates the victory of the Mexican Army at the Battle of Puebla on Cinco de Mayo, 1862. Parque Zaragoza and Zaragoza Recreation Center are named for General Ignacio Zaragoza, who led the Mexican Army to victory against the French. Tune in to the Amigos de Parque Zaragoza Facebook page at 6 p.m. for a program with music, poetry, and information about the 90th anniversary of Parque Zaragoza that kicks off on Cinco de Mayo this week. Someone whose voice you'll recognize from this podcast will be the MC. We move on to a few recurring events relating to the pandemic response. A check-in call for individuals and nonprofits who want to connect around the COVID-19 response is hosted three times a week by the Community Resilience Trust. The check-in calls take place on Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday at 9 a.m. The YWCA of Greater Austin hosts a dialogue opportunity called Survival Mode each Thursday at noon. Survival Mode offers an opportunity to process, connect, and mobilize during this time of constant community threats and cultural reckoning. Before moving on to our closing segment, I do want to share one last note on the COVID-19 front. The city and county are offering the COVID-19 vaccines with no appointment necessary. The city is offering no appointment vaccine opportunities on May 4th and 5th at the Delco Center and at the Southeast Library. Travis County provides no appointment vaccine opportunities on Saturday and Sunday at Circuit of the Americas. Let's get after it, folks, if you haven't yet been vaccinated. That's our ticket out of the morass we've had to endure for far too long. As promised, I'll end the podcast with a look at the opportunities being offered as part of Small Business Week, organized by the City of Austin Economic Development Department. A series of virtual educational events are offered this week to help Austin's small businesses, creatives, and nonprofits. Participants can register to attend free training sessions and events on a variety of subjects, including strategic pricing, business taxes, business structure development, the development process, funding, marketing, and one-on-one business coaching from experts in their respective fields. Small Business Week will kick off with the State of Small Business in Austin, a discussion with economist John Hawkenyos, president of TXP Inc., on Monday, May 3rd at 10 a.m. The Small Business Awards will follow, honoring local businesses who pivoted successfully during COVID-19 and featuring a panel discussion with three of the honorees. The full schedule can be found at smallbizaustin.org. Well, there you have it, the latest edition of CAN's Get Engaged podcast. Please share with us information about any events that you would like for us to highlight on the podcast in the future. And please be sure to stay engaged, stay healthy, and stay strong. The opinions expressed in Get Engaged do not necessarily represent the views of CAN and or any individuals or organizations directly affiliated with CAN. Hasta la próxima. Until next time.